Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Paz Derrick, and you've been listening to Govern America with Darren Weeks on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is November the 13th, 2010, and I'm coming to you today. I'm going to be working hard to bring you the pure, unvarnished truth about who you are and what your status is. So thanks for tuning in. I want to welcome all Darren Weeks listeners. I want to thank all those who've sent information via the email. I want to remind everyone that Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited is coming up at noon. And I invite everyone to stay tuned for Todd's hard-hitting commentary. With that said, today, I want to explain some things that, again, the average guy has no idea about. Most people have never even heard of the concept of public law or private law. I hadn't until, you know, just a few months ago. Now, most people have no interest in law and have no idea how it affects them. And most of the people in the patriot movements are oblivious to the facts that I'm going to lay out for you to hear today. Most people are blissfully ignorant of their own status in our civil society with its accompanying Roman civil law. And most of us are either slaves or debtors or both. You know, most people don't have a clue that there's a dual legal system at work here in the United States. And most people don't know that they've contracted into multiple franchises with the U.S. government. These franchises, also known as the driver's license, the marriage license, the Social Security, social insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, farm subsidies, low-interest federally insured loans like the SBA, these are all franchises that create a master-slave relationship between the subject, you and I, and the government. Now, if you listen to last week's show, you know that I spoke some about the 14th Amendment and how the 14th Amendment has created a master-slave relationship between you and the United States. Now, what the 14th Amendment does, among other things, is it tricks you into committing a very serious crime, and that crime is treason. And the penalty for treason is servitude. It also effectively guarantees you will repay any debt that the Congress incurs. So I mentioned L.B. Bork and his treatise called The Red Amendment. And I'm sure that that's him calling me on the phone over there. And that's what you hear ringing there. But I was going to have LB on as my guest today, and I invite him to call in, and we'd talk about it. But I mentioned LB in his treatise called The Red Amendment, which is the first place that I've read an explanation of the 14th Amendment and the effect that it has in law that's been written in an intelligent, understandable manner, which points out the fundamental problem here in America. And then last week, I was totally distressed when two different callers immediately called in to badmouth L.B. Bork. The first was a caller who identified herself as April from Illinois, and I'm nearly certain she must be an agent provocateur, because I spoke with L.B. Bork, and he checked his records, and April from Illinois must be an alias, because, you know, LB told me he checked his records. He's never done any administrative process with anyone named April. So, you know, worse than that call from April was the next call from Jerry Kirk, you know, someone I consider a friend. And he immediately attacks LB Bork's character. And this has been on my mind all week. You know, and we're going to talk more about this personal situation here. Right now, we have to take a short break and a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, every day is the weekend, I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason, I just do it all over again. All night, waste my time, I'm fine.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And, you know, I was talking about the show last week, and during the show we talked about the 14th Amendment some. And as I've said before, you know, there's a book available from the People's Awareness Coalition, and it's called The Red Amendment, and it's all about the 14th Amendment, and it explains how this, you know, gets you and tricks you into committing the crime of treason against the de jure lawful republic of your birth, because you were born in one of the several states, which are countries, in the union of states known as the United States. So you weren't born in the United States. You were born in the republic of your country. And when you pledged allegiance to the flag, which is a communist trick to get you to commit treason, then you pledged allegiance to a foreign government. And as I said, we had some people call in to attack the character of Mr. L.B. Bork, who's the founder and the author of the book, The Red Amendment. He's the founder of the People's Awareness Coalition. And, you know, we've got a group here, and, you know, this has been on my mind, you know, all week since last week's show. It's really bothered me. And after thinking about it and analyzing the situation, it's easy to see why the powers that be have such total and dominant control over the citizenry. You know, it seems to me that in order to be free from the system, you got to be a very stubborn, very serious, and very single-minded person. At least each of the individuals that I've spoken with that have managed to escape the jurisdiction of the United States, they'd rather vilify each other than try to help each other. Each of these three people I'm talking about today is L.B. Bork, Jerry Kirk, and Lee Bropes. And each is totally convinced that his way is the right way, and that his way is the only way, and that anyone that says any different is teaching nonsense. Now, just to review what I'm saying here. On previous shows, I talked about Jerry Kirk's 26-week offering on the freedom-school.com site. Now, I recommend the freedom-school.com site, but it has a mass of information, disconnected information from different authors. It has stuff from Lee Bropes. It has stuff from Jerry Kirk. Now, I'm not saying that Jerry's and Lee's work is disconnected. You know, I believe that each of these two individuals has demonstrated a workable remedy for his own situation. And in my opinion, each of these has escaped the jurisdiction of the United States by changing his domicile and his nationality. And nationality, and that's the important word here, nationality. I want to say it again, nationality. And that's the focus of my show today. What nationality are you? Are you a U.S. citizen? Now, when Lee Bropes talks about remedy of this nationality issue, he cites the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. And when Jerry talks about his remedy, you know, he uses this notice and requirement to perform that revokes all his contracts with the corporate state, and it effectively places him in a foreign jurisdiction or a foreign state. You know, something akin to heaven on earth, as he is an attempting servant of God. But I believe Jerry effectively accomplished the same goal that Lee Bropes is claiming, and that is he's immune because he is a political member of a foreign state. Now, just so everyone understands, I had Jerry and Lee as callers on the show on a different show several weeks ago, and they had, you know, words of disagreement, where Lee told Jerry that he was crazy and he wasn't using the proper premise. And this is Lee's word. You have to use the proper premise. You have to use the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. And later Jerry told me that he and Lee basically believe in the same things, that you have to live according to God's natural laws and that you have to throw off the shackles of the communist state. And, you know, at another time, and not on my show, but Jerry and L.B. Bork have had words as well. And L.B. told Jerry that nationality is the main key. And he told me that Jerry insisted that it was all about the nine-line address that he uses that says right in the middle of it, non-domestic, non-commercial, and it places him in the Republic of Arkansas and under the common law, not under the jurisdiction of the United States. So from my perspective, and I would like to be the peacemaker here, it appears to me that all three of these men have found the same remedy. They've turned away from the Babylonian system of debt slavery and have chosen instead God's way. All three have found remedy by placing themselves outside the jurisdiction of the United States. And yet all three disagree on the law, on the terminology, and on the premise which sets them free from the tyranny of the United States government. In my humble opinion here, the change here is a political one. Under the First Amendment, people are guaranteed the freedom of association, and conversely, they're also agreed the freedom to disassociate. That, again, in my humble opinion, is what each of these fine gentlemen has done. Now, part of the rap that this fictitious April put on L.B. Bork was that he teaches you how to drive your car without a license, and he teaches you how to get a lodeal title to land, but he doesn't have a car, he doesn't drive, and he owns no land. And in effect, she claims that, you know, he's a prisoner of his new political affiliation, his new nationality. Now, he is an Illinois national. And, of course, you know, she may be correct, you know, despite the fact that, you know, she's not giving us her real name because, you know, LB doesn't know who she is and he hasn't taught her the administrative process. He hasn't done it for anybody named April. So either she's using an alias because he doesn't know she doesn't want LB to know who it is that's bad-mouthed him. Or, you know, she's simply an agent provocateur who's come out here to confuse the issues. So, you know, the reason is simple. You know, this Babylonian system of communism that they've established here in the United States is designed to make sure that a person cannot earn a living without a Social Security number. All the registered corporations have made it their policy to require the Social Security card to gain employment. Now, remember I said these registered corporations, and remember that the word registered means bond surety, and it also denotes ownership. So a registered corporation is one that is registered with the state and is thereby owned by the corporate state, in effect. Now, since everyone in the system has been indoctrinated into the socialist security scam, it must be extremely hard to earn a decent living and to be able to afford those things, you know, when even the people who are interested in the very same freedom that L.B. Bork is fighting for are unwilling to give him any support in his endeavor, but would rather kick the man for living a poor life without material possessions. This guy is out there, he's ministering to others full time, and he doesn't receive enough income to pay his bills in a timely fashion. You know, just to pay for the website, to pay for the printing of the books, you know, to pay for the humble apartment that he lives in. He doesn't own a car, he doesn't buy insurance, he doesn't travel. It appears to me he's leading the life of a man of God. And it's been asserted that he's a heavy drinker. But didn't Jesus, you know, minister to the prostitutes and the drunks? Didn't he live and stay with the people who are on the fringes of society? Now, I'm not saying that L.B. Bork is perfect. We all have flaws. But did Jesus Christ have a car? Did he own a home? Or as the Bible says, does God own the world, and we are just the stewards of the land, that we are the beneficiaries of God's Son and all the varieties of life its energy supports here on God's earth? You know, I want to make people aware of the People's Awareness Coalition. Go to packinlaw.org. L.B. Bork's book serves a vital function in the Patriot Movement. You know, Lee Brobst has stated, when you go into court, your remedy lies in state court, not in federal court. And you must have and you must argue from the proper premise. Now, L.B. puts it in terms of status. You must have the proper status. And that status is as a state national. You cannot just claim to be a free man on the land or some other such thing. You can't claim to be a sovereign. You have to effect an administrative process that gives you the proper written evidence that is acceptable evidence in a court of law. And this administrative process involves a notary public. And when you have the proper documentation that you have expatriated from the United States, and this is not something that they're going to contest, this is the law. If you file the proper paperwork, then the government officials are going to let you expatriate from the United States. And when you do this, you, in effect, have stopped rebelling against your de jure state and your de jure lawful government. And the powers that be in government are constrained not by U.S. law, but by international law for messing with you too much. Now, granted, you do live in a military police state, and these corporate enforcement officers can and do harass people even though they have the proper status, because so few citizens know the law and know that this is private law as well as public law at work here in the United States. And frankly, most of the police officers, they haven't been taught any of this. They only know about enforcing the statutes and the codes, and if you don't have a driver's license and if you don't have a registration, that you're going to jail. Now, of course, the way that Jerry Kirk has done it, he sent a notice and a requirement to perform, and in that requirement to perform, you know, the governor of the state must notify everyone in his employ, that includes all the police officers, about his status. And so, you know, with today's communications and computers and such, you know, it's not a problem for there to get it out there. But the fact of the matter remains, do they want to, or do they want to hassle you, and do they want to make it extremely tough for you to live outside the dialectic, outside the jurisdiction of the United States? Oh, wow, that was a mouthful. We're going to come back to this and more when we come back from break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And today I've been talking about nationality. And, you know, again, this goes back to the dual system of law that's in effect here in the United States. Few people really understand that there's actually a dual system in a law. The original republics, under the strict and literal interpretation of the Constitution, is still the supreme law of the land. But the communists have purposefully instituted a totalitarian form of military police state that is parading around as a constitutional democracy. The Congress has taken control of the money and spending, and they've just started to spend and spend and spend. And this is all made legal by the 14th Amendment, where it says that all the national debt will not be questioned, and that in effect the 14th Red Amendment will keep America in the red, as underwater with debt forever and ever. This system is specifically designed to fail. You know, the more we spend, the more economic crisis there will be. And those of you who are my age, you know, I'm soon to be 51, and you know, you're out there depending to retire on Social Security, you'll probably never live that long. You know, the government has already moved the retirement age from 65 years, in my case, to 67 years and 10 months. And no one in the United States made a peep. But look at France. For the last month or so, they've had riots in the streets because Sarkozy decided to change the retirement age. Because, of course, the government, you know, let its mouth overload its ass. And they can't work the people hard enough to pay for the promised communist benefits. So as always, and as will continue to happen here, the courts will continue to redefine them, the meaning of words. And they will continue to break their promises and covenants, and they will continue to wage war to keep their totally despotic insurgent government in place. You know, the ultimate group abstraction, the collective, that is the most important group, the powers that be, they'll continue to take your children and send them off to their unholy, illegal, and unjust wars, you know, just like the ones we have going on now in Iraq and Afghanistan. But unbeknownst to most American, there's another quiet war being waged against you, and it's an economic war. And it's in accordance with the Communist Manifesto. This quiet war is to destroy private property. Yes, you guessed it, I'm talking about the financial crisis and this whole mortgage crisis. And I want to read an article before I get back to my peacemaking role here between people who are on the same side but can't see the forest for the trees that keep getting in the way. Actually, I'm a bit embarrassed that three grown men, all who profess to be men of God, would badmouth each other because of what seemed to me to be rather superficial human frailties. There are none of us who have not sinned, so let he who hath no sin cast the first stone. So right here today on the air, I'm going to ask all three of these gentlemen to kindly refrain, you know, from bad-mouthing each other, and when you all are, you know, professing to be working for the same thing, and that's freedom from the tyrannical corporate monolith known as the USA. So without further ado, here's an article from a subscription service that I subscribe to. Sorry, you can't just, you know, dial in and read along. But, you know, this really goes on to explain how this whole mortgage crisis it's a slick plan to confiscate everyone's wealth. And it starts out, and of course they've addressed it to me. Hi, Phil. There's been a bit of fibbing going on regarding what may be the blackest of swans. So I thought I would try to peek behind the curtain of truth and explain in plain language just some of the basics of a brilliant, very complex scheme to plunder the remaining wealth and savings in this country and the foreclosure problems they're running into along the way. These people are mentally, they want all the corks in their pocket and don't care what happens to the lifeboats or the people in them. It's time for an intervention. Then it has a little poem here. It says, saw the people standing 1,000 years in chains. Somebody said it's different now. Look, it's just the same. Pharaohs spin the message round and round the truth. They could have saved 1 million people. How can I tell you? Houses and pension funds, how all our money became theirs. It started under the 1986 Tax Reform Act, which removed the tax incentives from passive income real estate limited partnerships, triggering the collapse of the highly leveraged, overbuilt commercial real estate sector, wiping out the entire savings and loan industry in the process. The 1986 Tax Reform Act also created real estate mortgage investment conduits for the 100% tax-free pass-through of mortgage principal and interest payment streams to the investors via mortgage-backed securities. After the dot-com bust by 2001, the only source of any real wealth to be found was in the pensions and real estate held by American homeowners. Social Security, Medicare, etc., had been raided long ago, and just as retiring baby boomers were about to begin drawing down their savings, just when there was the largest amount of money available all in one spot, the dormant Trojan horse wealth transfer schemes made possible by the 1986 Tax Reform Act came into play. And as you can hear in the background there, we're being told that we need to have another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And before the break there, I was in the middle of reading an article here on the dot-com bust, and I was talking about, where all this latest transfer of wealth has started at, and it's back in 1986 in the Tax Reform Act. And I can tell you from my own personal experience that when I graduated from university and I started playing professional football for the Dallas Cowboys, I invested personally about $500,000 in limited partnerships in real estate. And a few years later, old Ronnie Reagan, you know, our great conservative president, you know, who helped the communists as much as any president, you know, he deficit spent twice what Lyndon Johnson, the Democrat, did. And, of course, the Tax Reform Act of 1986 destroyed my $500,000 investment, so I was just totally wiped out. This is one of the reasons that, you know, I quit playing football early. You know, as the injuries start to mount in a professional football career, and you find that, you know, no matter what you do, the government just takes your money anyhow, you know, why, you know, I'm just lucky that I got out of the game early. I was so disgusted, you know, that I'm not just totally crippled now, and, you know, that at least I can still get around. I mean, I have some physical problems. I have arthritis in my lumbar and my low back. And, you know, I've broken an ankle, so today, actually, I'm hobbling around here. I wore a pair of shoes and played some ping pong the other night, and the arthritis in my foot's flared up so I can barely walk. And, you know, after 40 years of working and after making well over $1 million in my career, you know, I'm left with almost nothing to show for it. And this is the nature of the system. And I want to finish this article. We have L.B. Bork has joined us online here this morning, and we're going to bring him into the conversation. But, you know, there's some stuff here that I really want to, you know, show people, kind of open this or pull back the curtain a little bit to see where all this stuff started and how all this has come about. Ordo ab chao. Here comes the chaos. Looking back, it is very easy to see. Early in his administration, President Clinton asked then-Treasury Secretary, Goldman Sachs co-chairman Robert Rubin, "Why doesn't Wall Street like us Democrats more? We're with them." Rubin responded, "You have to give us legal certainty," end quote, "for these new financial things, CDOs, collateralized debt obligations, we're doing. Otherwise, we won't be competitive." This opened the door to the scam. The Financial Services Modernization Act and the Commodity Futures Modernization Act were passed, which made fraud legal. The power of government was married with the power of Wall Street to strip mine the nation's wealth and resources. And that's really the story here. Greenspan and Summers were on board pumping out the money, removing oversight. Accrediting agencies, Moody's, were granting AAA ratings to otherwise unmarketable securities. Angelo Mozzillo of Countrywide made a deal with Fannie Mae to give the government seal of approval to their proprietary black box underwriting process, and the international Ponzi scheme was on, green lighting the biggest financial fraud in world history. The problem was, they didn't have a plan for what to do when they succeeded. Enter the shoeshine boy. Mesmerized by easy money, loosey-goosey underwriting, endless real estate never goes down, they're not making any more of it, old-school mythology, monkey-minded TV Americans that never met a swindle they didn't fall for, caught the rich man's fever, and it was off to the races to buy 3 overpriced houses and a real estate license to save on commissions. Then they jumped out of the pot and into the Ponzi, and this is how it worked. Thousands and thousands of mortgages were pooled and bundled into mortgage-backed securities for resale. Goldman Sachs would approach pension funds, often administered by easily influenced state apparatiques, accustomed to believing the government loved them long time, with these newfangled debt instruments, offering a tax-free 6% return, double the 3% they were currently receiving on U.S. Treasuries, and persuaded them to invest large cash balances in Goldman's new debt is an asset marketing ploy. Out of $1 billion invested, $500 million would go right off the top to Goldman Sachs in commissions, leaving $500 million earning 6% tax-free on flimsy Moody's fraudulently rated AAA paper. Now, a mortgage has 2 key components, a deed and a note. And to qualify for the tax-free status, the note, the debt, had to be separated from the deed, the ownership, effectively converting the realty to a certificate. In other words, a security interest. Much ado is being made about slicing and dicing. The problem is that when mortgages got sliced and diced into various mortgage-backed securities, it became difficult to follow who actually held the title to the home. This apples-to-applesauce story is nonsense, if not outright deception, to direct attention away from the grift by placing the blame onto some vague notion of back-office operations gone pell-mell crazy with papers and ashtrays flying everywhere. In many cases, 40%, the fiscal wedding signature note was shredded, or at a minimum, the ownership was partitioned to prove, protect, and preserve the 100% tax-free treatment of the principal and interest streams, and the property assigned a tracking number via the bank's very own homemade do-it-yourself recording mortgage electronic registration system. Can you say MERS, M-E-R-S? Now, REMICs, typically structured Enron-style in offshore money heaven, are comprised of a master servicer and a lower-level mortgage servicers, such as Wells, Chase, Countrywide, or GMAC, and were the fiduciary vehicle of choice for the getaway car, funneling monies received first to Goldman, who then forwarded them on to the pension funds. The reason they're called toxic assets, and this is Timothy Geithner's term, is because in many cases there is no note to foreclose on. Hard to believe, I know, but the tax-free quid pro quo, trade-off, precluded ownership. Now, the Fed knows this, the Treasury knows this, and the administration knows this. And just like 9/11, they're all desperate to cover it up, pass crazy laws, and get rid of the Internet. Because the debt is meant to be owed, not to be repaid. And with any kiting Ponzi scheme, everything was going fine as long as the payments kept rolling in. That is, until former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan uttered the R-word, recession, on national television, no less. And the boom turned into a bust. In the process, Goldman, knowing the MBS was stuffed with fiction and fraud, placed failure to perform side bets, leveraged 30-1, mostly against the $9.5 trillion in total U.S. mortgage debt, creating a $700 trillion unregulated off-balance sheet derivative insurance through American International Group, AIG. Now this shows you the Ponzi scheme. It wasn't a bailout, it was a cover-up. So now you know. All these things that started 30 years ago, back in 1986, this Tax Reform Act, you know, these were all the precursors. These were all the communist laws that were laid down so that these financial institutions could just, you know, rape and pillage all the money out of any place that there was any money left. And in this case, you know, it was your retirement fund. So, you know, all the money from Social Security's already gone. Social Security's already in the red. So anybody that thinks that, you know, when they retire, they're going to, you know, live off their Social Security, you know, your Social Security check probably won't pay the electric bill by then after they get through with their carbon tax and so on and so forth. So I've been searching for remedy. I've found remedy. I found the fundamental problem, and the fundamental problem is the master-slave relationship that's placed on us by the 14th Amendment. And now we've got a source where, you know, we can, you know, look at this and read about it in the book, The Red Amendment. And to that note, we have today L.B. Bork, the author of the book, has joined us on air. And I'd like to welcome L.B. Bork to the broadcast this morning and say hello. How are you this morning, L.B.?
Oh, believe it or not, I'm still waking up. Still got a little morning voice, but I got the coffee going, so I'm pretty good. How are you, Phil? You sound great this morning.
I'm on my second pot of coffee. actually woke up a little late this morning. A friend of mine who has been working out of town was back in town and invited me to his house for a drink Thursday night. So I went over and had a glass of wine with him, and he has a pool, or he has a ping pong table and a pool table in his game room. And I picked up a ping pong paddle for the first time in 100 years, and I had a pair of shoes on that I don't normally wear. And apparently this just hitting the ball around on the ping pong table and the pair of shoes that I had on irritated the arthritis that I have in my feet, and I've been limping around for the last 2 days. Yesterday, I mean, I normally don't stay up late, and I stayed up till well after 1 Thursday night. And so yesterday, I was just in pain and absolutely knocked out. I just, you know, it was like somebody, you know, slipped me a Mickey or something. But today, I'm on my second pot of coffee, and I feel great.
Great. Coffee will do that. maybe you're in shoe recovery.
Maybe. Shoe recovery, yeah.
I had some problems yesterday too. I went to bed not feeling too well because of something I ate, so I got up a little late too. So,
but you know, when I'm saying I woke up late, you know, this morning it was, you know, 7 o'clock. You know, that's a couple hours later than usual. So, you know, I really slept in.
Yeah, I was up at 7 and I stayed in bed for a couple hours, and I made a few phone calls, and here we are.
Right. And you know, I think that, you know, as I've said before in the broadcast, everybody should go out and get your book, The Red Amendment, because, you know, it's the only place that I've ever seen a treatise that brings out all the different laws and all the different definitions that affect us. And, you know, so many times we read this and we read the footnotes and we see these quotations of law. You know, U.S. Code 1101,
37, 40 and all these different things. And, of course, if you don't go look them up, you don't know what that means. And so today I happened to go look up, 1101-37, which defines the term totalitarian party. Means an organization which advocates the establishment in the United States of a totalitarian dictatorship or totalitarianism. The term totalitarian dictatorship and totalitarianism mean and refer to systems of government not representative in fact, characterized by the existence of a single political party, and B, the forcible suppression of opposition to such party. And I mean, that kind of says it all. That's where we're at today in the United States, wouldn't you say, LB?
Well, it's, yeah, I think they've done it in stealth. You know, you can, people argue that, that we're not there yet, and I can see that we're not there yet totally, but they're going for that. An example, they had here's what I figured out about the New World Order. Basically, everything's done through treaties and agreements, which is considered private international law. And what they're doing is the corporations have taken over, and this has happened throughout history. My good friend, Brother Gregory, actually said the Frankenstein story that we all know, you know, in horror sequence or fashion, was basically to do with the history of corporations, a dead thing coming to life and walking the earth and terrorizing. And that's what we have today. And, of course, Brother Gregory can tell that story a lot better than I can. But, you know, there's other stories that come from the Bible that tell us that history. So basically what we have here is corporations destroying everything. The 14th Amendment was the impetus for that. It gave corporations further power in regard to protections from this entity called the United States. And like I said, for example, you go to a corporation today and tell them there's no law that says you need a Social Security number, which is true. The Social Security number is voluntary even for U.S. citizens. But they'll tell you, we've had our people been told this, that, yeah, it's our policy that you have one. So here they've usurped the law and are able to act outside the law because of their control, even though there are laws in place to protect us. It's kind of a two-sided coin.
Well, I've heard it said, LB, that you have absolutely no rights in this country unless you're able to defend them in a court of law.
Right.
Would you say that's an accurate statement?
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's totally ludicrous to even think that. For example, my parents have never been in court, as far as I'm aware. Most people can live their lives without going to court if they handle their contracts properly and you know, follow the rules. But as we were discussing here, it's getting worse and worse in regards to, you know, totalitarianism, or on its face it looks like that, because things are getting so bad. And, you know, they don't even follow their own laws, it seems. And then, like you say, you have to go into court to defend them. And that's because people haven't guarded the hen house. They let the foxes do it. And that's all planned. I've been telling people the last few months it would be nothing to teach children the common law maxims starting in grade school. I mean, the general principles. If you study the maxims of law, a lot of them are found in the Bible. And they're just transcribed or converted into man's law, and they're used, which is basically the common law. If you have these maxims that are, you know, very old, been used a long time. Yeah, so they filter their way into, you know, society. And of course, the law of America, or the several states, or the United States of America, not the federal government in reference. That's another confusing terms that they put together intentionally, I believe. But and we've brought that law over from England. Of course, there's a bunch of Christian principles that are embedded in those principles or those laws. So they've been around a while, and basically the legislatures are usurping all those. And of course, there's the contemporary judicial activism that does that also. I heard from someone this last week that not that we promote voting, because this is not our government. We can't participate politically because of the 14th Amendment, but the people that did vote were able to get three judges removed that practiced the judicial activism to defeat laws. So there is hope, I think, out there. There's a lot of people waking up, and it seems like the minority, you know, the which I call the contemporary or modern day wrecking crew, the liberals, are you know, they have a stranglehold on what our
hold that thought, LB. We've got to go back to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're visiting with our guest today, L.B. Bork, the author of The Red Amendment. And, L.B., you know, we were just talking about how the corporations have taken over and how, you know, if you mind your contracts, you may never go to court in your entire life. But, you know, I've always had the question that, you know, we've always been, you know, or I've learned over the course of the last, you know, year or so, that the reason that we pay tax, the tax is actually tribute, and we give tribute for protection. And so there's an implied contract there. And so what if the government fails to protect us? What if the government breaks the implied contract? then, you know, what recourse do we have? What remedy do we have? And, can, you know, is there a remedy for such a thing?
Well, the only remedy, because of their brute strength, for lack of better words, would be abstinence, and that's what the coalition has been practicing for over 10 years.
Isn't abstinence and civil disobedience? Isn't this how Mahatma Gandhi overthrew the British Empire's rule in India? Isn't this how he threw them out?
Yeah, that's the fundamental foundation that he used. But there's stories about Gandhi being an agent or part of the New World Order. I was talking to a friend about this yesterday, and we separated technically from Britain. And as far as I'm concerned, we're still tied in. One of the things that's very strange, I don't know if you looked at the Hawaiian flag, but the jack, the field in the flag is the British flag. So there's still connections to Britain in some way, shape, or form. I think the United States is sovereign in the international arena, but there still are contracts. Again, you can make treaties and things of that nature in regards to being tied back into them. So anyway, going down that rabbit hole, coming back.
Have you ever heard of these the monarchs and so who signed the Treaty of Paris after the Revolutionary War that call themselves the High Contracting Powers?
Yeah, I think I've heard of that, but I haven't studied it myself.
And I haven't either, but it seems to me that these high contracting powers are the people who are making these treaties that, you know, are over and above the supreme law of the land here.
Sure.
And, of course, they're changing the definitions of words, and they're changing the meanings of words. And now, you know, this Central American Free Trade Agreement, you know, says that communitarian law is now the supreme law of the land here.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
So, you know, we're having a change in law in the United States, and of course that's why, you know, the only remedy is to get out now before, you know, it comes crashing down on your head. You know,
right.
when it comes crashing down, it's going to be too late.
Well, I came up with a quote a couple years ago. Alas, my freedom suffers, for I am surrounded by dumb people. And it's unfortunate that we can't get more people on board to understand what's going on. But anyway, back from that rabbit trail, my point was Gandhi may have been involved in a separation to give the people of India an illusion that they were separated. But then they started into this democracy thing that we hear so much about in America. So it ties back to, yeah, we look separated, but we're really not. It's an illusion. And like you just said, these treaties, and like, you know, we talked about the last few minutes, the treaties tie you back in under this illusion that you're a sovereign entity. And anyway, in regard to civil disobedience, because of the way the 14th Amendment operates by operations of law, we're not being civil disobedient here, because we're getting rid of those laws that apply to us. Actually, the government only truly represents the ones that are voting.
We got to go back to break with that said. And so the government, as he said, is an insurgent government. We're going back to the lawful de jure government. And so.